Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Big game Sunday. Now, maybe not quite the same level of big game if both teams are like, 5-2. But the reality is the division is there for the taking, and the Eagles, despite not being good, have a real opportunity on Sunday if they can beat the Dallas Cowboys. And for more on that, of course, as we do every Tuesday at this time, we go out on the Swartz-Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Carlton at 800-JUSTICE to talk to a great Eagles wide receiver turned great Eagles announcer, Mr. Mike Quick.
Brought to you by the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. New users, download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use promo code QUICK82 for your first bet risk-free up to $500. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mike remembers what it's like to play in this game, this rivalry game, Mr. Mike Quick. What's up, Mike?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man.
Doing well.
Mike, you got a favorite memory from your playing career against Dallas?
No, not necessarily. Nope.
Well, I'll give you my favorite when Buddy said, let's do the fake kneel down and throw the ball to Mike Quick and draw a flag in the end zone, right?
That's a good one. You know, someone ran that play, was it last week?
College football?
No, there was an NFL team that ran that play where the receiver came off as if he was going to come off.
Yeah, it was Tannehill, wasn't it? I think it was Tannehill did it.
Oh. But it wasn't the end of the game, Mike, right? It wasn't like,
But it was a field goal opportunity, and he came off as if he was leaving, but he stayed just outside the numbers.
Huh.
They quick snapped the ball and threw it to a receiver.
It was Tannehill.
How about that? Well done. All right, Mike, let's get to the present-day Birds. A lot of conversation here today about Wentz, assessing sort of where he is right now in the NFL and obviously better lately, using his legs pretty effectively. Still, you see accuracy issues, you see pocket presence issues, you see weird decision-making from time to time. Great effort.
Yeah.
How do you assess the rebound of Carson over the last 3 to 4 weeks and where he goes from here?
Well, I'm just happy to see how he's rebounding. I don't expect a quarterback to play, great games all the time and to play ever a perfect game. But what he has shown us over the past few weeks, and especially the fourth quarter and the way he's fighting to get back in the game, fought to win that game against the Giants, that's kind of what you need to have to win in the National Football League. Even when things don't go well for you, you give yourself a chance to win the game at the end. And most of these games are going to be won in the fourth quarter and sometimes or oftentimes in the last possession.
Right.
And so when you have that quality, when you're able to build on that quality, I think you give yourself a chance. And that's what I like. I'm going to hang my hat on the fact that I see him late in games making plays, significant plays that can win you ball games.
And, Mike, I love that. But there is that, second and third quarter thing too, which is, half the game.
Yeah.
And when the competition is ratcheted up, I mean, if his performance doesn't become more steady, consistent, effective, better – then the team's going to have problems.
Yeah, when you're playing against the great teams in this league, the Seattles, and, man, it looks like even Arizona is starting to pick it up. When you're playing against some of the elite talent in this league, you cannot afford to miss those opportunities that this team is getting early in football games and rely on the fourth quarter heroics. I'm with you there.
But Mike,
he has to get better in the early parts of the game.
But
yeah,
wouldn't even elite quarterbacks like a Patrick Mahomes or an Aaron Rodgers struggle with this set of circumstances that Carson's dealing with right now?
But I'll add in, aren't there degrees of struggle? They're struggling, and then there's really, really struggling.
But listen, I look at this, and I thought about this just the other day when I'm putting my chart together. I'm putting the offensive lineman down, and the only guy that I have put every single time is Jason Kelce.
Yep.
Now, other than Kelce, I've had to change the alignment every week of this offensive line, change
That's
personnel
crazy.
Every week on this offensive line. Dude, when that happens, it's so difficult. You can't get comfortable in what's going to happen in front of you because you don't really know the guys in front of you. When quarterbacks get comfortable that they know on certain plays I'm going to call and I'm going to have some room to the right or to the left or be able to step forward, you know, the feeling that you get when you know what you're getting up front, he doesn't have that. And, you know, consequently, I think sometimes he's coming off of reads, he's going away from reads too soon because he just doesn't have that rhythm, that timing that you really want to have as a quarterback. Not to mention the guys that he's playing with on the outside, the skilled players that have gone in and out. And some of these guys are, quite honestly, they're practice squad guys that are now being put in a position where they have to take on a bigger role.
Mike, when we last talked to you, you were pretty high on Travis Fulgham. Are you still feeling as good as you were? Are you seeing any possible chinks in the armor, so to speak?
Well, I see that teams are going to start to play him differently, and we'll find out if he can really play. I think that he can. I don't think he's going to be a great wide receiver,
right,
but I think he's a very good and possibly a very good wide receiver in this league. He catches the football. He's tough.
He is tough.
He's been able to make runs after contact and all that kind of stuff. It factors in. When you're tough and you can take a hit and still come back and play this position, I give you a lot of credit.
Yeah. What do you make of the rumors that the Eagles were actively shopping Zach Ertz?
They're rumors, but for me, it wouldn't surprise me when I look at the makeup of the team and going forward, if you can move Zach or anyone. You have to look at the problem in this league is that you can't fall in love with players. And sometimes we do that, and it comes back to hurt you when you fall in love with players. Love Zach Ertz. Love what he's been able to do for this team. But if you see a situation where you can make a move with Zach or anyone else where you can really benefit this team, you have to consider all these options.
Mike, you think
hurting the Eagles?
Yeah, and do you think Zach has fallen out of love with the Eagles?
I just don't, watching him play this early part of the season, I didn't think that I saw the Zach Ertz that I was used to seeing.
Right.
And I don't know the reason for that, but when I'm just watching him, I didn't see the Zach Ertz that I'm used to seeing and the guy that I thought was, you know, one of the top three tight ends in all of football.
Mike Quick with us here. Mike, Jason Peters, whenever he is deemed ready to go, doesn't he have to be a plug-and-play right guard, starting offensive lineman, right guard, not left guard, but not backup guard, starting right guard?
I would say yes. If I'm making the decisions, yeah, that's what I would say, because I like what Jordan Mailata has done at the left tackle spot. I look at the aging Jason Peters and the limitations that he has now. I absolutely agree that I think he should be a guard at this point.
Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC East?
Yes.
Who's the biggest threat to them?
That's my short answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do sit at the top. And so the Washington football team kind of impressed me a little bit the way they took it to Dallas the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard to say that they are the second best, but when I look at the way they played, I kind of have to give them the edge over Dallas and over the Giants. Although the Giants play really good defense, impressed with their defense. You know, prior to the Eagles playing them, they held two teams to 17 points. That's pretty good defense.
They did a good job against the Rams. You know, I watched that Rams offense last night just churning things up. And the Giants, they were in a game with the Rams.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, they're better than people really recognize. Hey, Mike, Joe told us last week that you've actually met his girlfriend, in quotes, Amy.
Yeah.
To this point, you may be the only human on the planet who has. Is this true?
Listen, I think you're right. I think I'm one of the only people that actually have actually gotten face-to-face with Amy.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this. Joe completely outkicked his coverage.
Wow.
And, John, you know what I'm talking about.
I am, yeah.
We're still trying to make sure she's real, Mike. That's our big thing.
Wow. I don't even know if she's real, but wow, Mike.
Let me tell you guys, he completely outkicked his coverage.
Wow.
Wow.
So, so what's the...
Yeah!
So what's the problem? How come Mike Quick is the only person in the world?
Because it was a golf outing.
Who's better?
It was an accident. He didn't intend. Listen, he didn't intend for me to see him. I just happened to walk up on him, and everybody was startled. Everybody's like, "Whoa, whoa!" I was, because I saw him sitting there with this beautiful young lady, and I was shocked. I'm like,
"Wow,
is that really Joe?"
Trust me, Mike. I am shocked myself. Believe me.
Wow.
Mike, great stuff, man. Have a great call, you and Merrill, this week with the game. Thanks, Mike.
Have a good one.
There he is, Mike Quick on the Swartz Carlton guest line. How about that?
Do we believe Mike Quick is the question here?
Yeah, I do.
I generally do.
Yeah.
You know what? That's for people to decide.
215-238-4500. Do we believe Mike Quick? Time's yours.
Look, you slide into Times Yours. By the way, did you get any Times Yours calls on outer space, James?
I got one, but it was really long and rambly and unable to cut
Unplayable.
Down. So, yeah.
Because
no.
We never did have anyone explain to us on the phone lines yesterday what's up at the outer edge of outer space.
It does seem, from the explanation I got and from tweets, that it is ever expanding and that, like, they don't really know. There is kind of an edge, but it keeps expanding, so they don't really know where the edge is or if there is actually an edge because it's still expanding.
Right.
So it's confusing.
215-592-9494 at 11:30 today. Another chance for you to win the Nest Audio from Google. We give it away every day on our show at 11:30 for an entire month. Also, next segment, John takes us inside the game. X's and O's looking back to the Eagles and Giants, looking ahead for what it can mean for this season for the Birds. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls. Show to camera John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.